When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. You can hear us from 1 to 4 on the radio after 4 o'clock. John Cobell Show on Demand. The podcast also on the iHeart app. This will shut up the drought mongers, huh? For how long? I say 5 years. Next 5 years. No politician or public figure could scold anybody about using water. I read that. They were going to have at least 8 trillion gallons of rain fall in California. And you know what's going to happen? Is nearly all that is going to go right out to the ocean where it came from. Because the way a storm system works, it sucks up the moisture from the ocean, dumps it on us, and then it drains back out. So we're supposed to interrupt it there and collect the water and save it. And not say, oh, you know, the climate's changed and now we have had a drought for 2 years and we have to time our showers and you can't water the... Hey, we got plenty of water here. If the government didn't collect it, it's on those ninnies, not us. We got plenty. I'm not one to talk about rainstorms. I have East Coast bias.
But you filled up, I was going to say potholes, not potholes, but sandbags.
I did, yes.
Yeah. So you were obviously a little concerned.
No, I wasn't concerned.
You were not concerned.
My wife was concerned.
Okay.
I liked filling up sandbags. That was fun.
Okay. So you weren't concerned, but you wanted to do the manual labor.
I'll do the manual labor. If she didn't want it done, then I wasn't going to worry about it. Okay. Yeah. I don't see the threats that...
There was a lot of rain just hovering over my house last night that I actually did worry. I did think for a couple of minutes...
There was a lot of rain hovering over your house?
Yes. I was yelling for it to move. Move.
You probably were. I could see you on the roof.
In my head. Yeah. I was telling the rain to move. Because that's the problem. When the rain just sticks around, right? Yeah. And for hours and hours and hours.
Well, that's what's happening now. From one of the meteorologists I saw this morning, I think the guy on Channel 9, he said that this storm is stalling out. And yes. The rain's going on for 10 more hours. We got Blake Trolley, up to his neck in mud somewhere. Where are you, in Studio City?
I am in Studio City, but before we get into this, John, I am impressed that you filled up sandbags.
40 of them. You can all come over the house so you can see.
I always tell people there are no softer hands in the world than the hands of a man that works in media.
Well, yeah, I don't often do things like that, but... You know, I'm available. If anybody needs sandbags for the next storm, you just ring me up. I'm there. I love shoveling. Well, what's going on where you are?
Yeah, so two homes were severely damaged by a mudslide that happened here in Studio City, John. And we were told earlier today, Chris Adler was told by a LA City fire captain that firefighters have responded to more than 45 mudslides. I would imagine a lot of these happen in the Santa Monica Mountain area. called this the National Weather Service at about 11 a.m., and they told me that the Santa Monica Mountains and neighborhoods in the Santa Monica Mountains got anywhere from 6 to 11 inches of rain. And again, that was just as of this morning, depending on where you are. The closest measurement that we have here in Studio City is Franklin Canyon, which got more than 7 inches of rain overnight and into the morning. This morning, again, two homes severely damaged by a mudslide. This slide came off of a ridge and then came down about 200 feet where there were some homes built below, kind of in the side of the hill. We can't see one of the homes, but the home that we can see, the dirt blew through the back of this home, blew all the items that were in the garage, so all sorts of garage-type products, blew those out onto the driveway, blew the garage door out, blew a car down into a mailbox post, a wooden mailbox post, smashed that car, smashed another car across the street, and then just sent debris down the road about a half mile. This morning, just driving into the area and trying to get access to this, John, I was swerving boulders in the road. There was debris in the road. There was iron fences in the road. Some of the, and I just saw this recently, some of the debris I'm looking at has wiring in it. So I'm not sure if that's from the inside of these homes. I saw what looked like plywood that had electrical wiring hooked up to it. So I would imagine the two homes that it hit are pretty damaged. I know they both of them have been red tagged.
So this is in the hills of Studio City.
Yeah, it's just right off Fryman Canyon. So you go up Fryman Canyon, and then it's a cul-de-sac. I want to go to this woman. She says that she and her family had to pack up and go to a relative's house last night.
We were freaking out. My son was hysterical. Like, we were all scared. Dog in the trunk. Like, it was unreal. I've lived in Studio City. I grew up in Studio City. Never seen anything quite so dramatic.
There's so much debris in the roadway. How loud was this for you guys last night?
I got a 90 decibel warning on my watch.
Well, we were watching a loud movie. We were watching Indiana Jones on TV last night, and it was loud. But the noise from the mudslide overpowered the TV, and that's what alerted us that something was happening outside.
I like the kid keeping track of the decibels on his watch.
Yeah, they got a lot better technology than when I was a kid. I would have been like, I grabbed my Game Boy if this was the 90s and I'm the soundbite.
Guys, keeping track of the decibels. How loud is the mudslide?
I don't think I knew what the word decibel meant until I was at least 23.
No, that kid's going somewhere. Like a little scientist.
Well, anyways, public works crews have been out here. They've been able to clear a lot of Fryman Canyon Road. Of course, that was their main concern, obviously, was getting kind of that main road cleared out. So public works crews have been out here with tractors picking up just these huge scoops of dirt, rock, gate, fences, whatever they can, and just loading them into dump trucks and taking them away. I know emergencies were declared across almost every county here in Southern California, if not all counties in Southern California. And part of that was to bring in outside agencies to help with the cleanup. And I would imagine they're going to be taking advantage of that, given just the mess from this one mudslide. And apparently there were more than 45.
All right. Well, watch where you're standing, because you never know. You could get it's like a snow avalanche, right? You'll just hear rumbling and then you'll get wiped out.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, this morning, I can't lie, before it kind of settled, and hasn't really settled, we're still getting a lot of rain out here. I was thinking that we're all out there covering it. I'm thinking, what if there's another one? we're all hosed.
I know. Well, good luck.
All right, John.
We'll be rooting for you. Thanks a lot. That's Blake Trolley, KFI News. And Corbin Carson's going to be coming up in a few minutes with whatever's going on in Orange County. I understand we have the final results on the poll. Who had the cutest dog?
Yeah, we'll do that at the end of the hour.
At the end of the hour? Yeah. Okay, all right.
It was between producer Ray's dog, Rocco, and my two rescue pups, Riley and Maisie.
Eric was keeping track, and then you were on the COVID list for a week. So yeah. I think we all forgot about the poll.
Oh, no, I didn't forget, because I was getting notifications while I was sick at home about people voting and everything.
So that's what you're doing for a week?
Yeah, exactly.
Tracking the vote, results. The vote return? All right, are we giving away money today or no?
Yes.
We are? I don't think I have that sheet. We're going to give away money, and then we're going to talk to Corbin Carson about Orange County. Then we're going to talk about everything else going on in the world, because there is a lot.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Corbin Carson's in Orange County. See what kind of mess is in that area. Corbin.
Well, Well, yeah, John, I guess the news now most recently is Disneyland is planning to close a little bit early tonight, at least an hour early. That joins Knott's Berry Farm and Six Flags and some other places that closed due to this weather. Cal State has switched many classes to in-person. That includes Fullerton out here where I'm at, Cal State Fullerton, along with L.A. Northridge and Long Beach, those campuses. I spoke with Orange County Fire Authority Captain Tang Nguyen, who says, fortunately so far, at least for Orange County, has not brought any major calls or concerns.
However, we are prepared for it, though. We increased our staffing of personnel and equipment that should last through the storm. We've added three additional swift water rescue teams for a total of seven that are spread out throughout the county. We have both helicopters on 24-hour shift with paramedic rescuers, increase in dozers. We've had two now around the clock. And then in addition, we've upstaffed an additional hand crew of firefighters for personnel.
And then those dozers are very useful in the coastal areas where there's a high surf warning tonight, at least in Orange County, till 10. And then also he talked about the canyon areas where there are some evacuation warnings in those areas. That would be in Silverado, Williams, Modjeska, and Chabuco. Those evacuation warnings are currently in effect.
We strongly encourage everybody to be prepared. Most of the people that live there are very savvy and they're well aware of what their personal needs are for evacuation. What we would like to see is that, people don't wait till an evacuation order occurs for them to start thinking about evacuating. And so there's a lot that you got to prepare for, not only for yourself, your family, but also your animals too. So we strongly encourage people to visit the county's website, look at the list of all the things they should consider to prepare for an evacuation.
But currently right now, it's a holding pattern. I mean, a lot of the areas in Orange County have not seen the high 6, 7, 10 inches of rain that we've been hearing in other places. Even in those canyon areas, we're only hearing a couple of inches of rain there. So currently we're just kind of waiting and seeing.
All right, Corbin, thank you very much.
Appreciate it, sir.
All right, Corbin Carson, KFI News in Orange County. Yeah, there's huge disparities between the rainfall totals in the Santa Monica Mountains. Woodland Hills, I think, got about 7 inches.
I told you it was crazy last night.
Yeah, and Malibu, because I have a, because I am a nut about weather. Mm-hmm. So I have websites I go to, and in the last 24 hours in Malibu, they had over 7 inches. Van Nuys had over 7 inches. Santa Monica had over 6 inches. But there's even more rainfall in the mountains. Like Bel Air is over 10 inches. And I think in the Topanga area is 10 inches. And what happens is that as the air gets pushed up the mountain, it cools and condenses. And cooler air can't hold as much moisture. So the cool air squeezes all the moisture out. And you get a lot more rain on the south side of a mountain range.
I also saw over the weekend on social media your modeling photo of you back in the day when you were a weather forecaster on television.
A brief time as a TV weather person.
Yes. So you certainly know your stuff.
Which I wanted to be as a kid.
Yeah.
I used to, this is really geeky, but I used to write letters to the local weathermen in New York. One guy in particular.
Yeah, and what would you say?
Well, because I would research records, because even back then there was hysteria. We went through a snowless period in the New York City area for a couple of years, right? And even back then, it's like, oh, the climate is changing. Look at this. We haven't had snow in the New York area in several years. And I got an almanac, and it turns out there was a cycle. Every 20 years, there was a snowless period.
So you corrected the local weather people?
Yeah, I did. I mean, that's all I do.
I was going to say, you've been correcting people all your life.
Yeah. When I was like, they don't, because they don't research it. They don't know. The New York Daily News had this thing. You send in 50 cents or a dollar, and they'll send you a weather almanac. And it had all the weather history of New York City. So I was looking because, I was upset. I liked snow, and they were talking about the end of snow in New York City, even then. So I'm reading this. It's like, well, this always happens. This happened in the 1920s. This happened in the 1940s and the 1970s. I go, this is the way it is. I never got an answer back. What's funny about that, though, the weatherman's name, his name is Alan Casper. He worked for the CBS station. And then years later, Ken and I are doing radio in New Jersey, and he was the meteorologist for the radio station.
He was still on TV, but he was doing radio. Uh-huh. And he came in the studio, and it was like, hi, John, Ken, Alan Casper. And I said, you never answered my fan letter. He goes, what? I go, 20 years ago, I sent you a fan letter, and I explained the circumstances. And he goes, oh, he was really embarrassed. Yeah, I was really bad at that back then. I'd get letters, and he ended up being the witness on our marriage license.
Really?
Because he lived right near where we got married, and we needed somebody to witness the marriage license signing, and so we... Yeah, isn't that strange?
That is funny.
It's an odd story.
And also, in Brentwood, in your neck of the woods, I saw that there were some cars that were stranded on San Vicente.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So flooded. I was wondering if one of those were you. But
No. I stayed. I heard the sirens, though. There were a lot of sirens last night in our neighborhood. All right, when we come back, I know this is going to shock you, but it looks like a media organization has some proof that the president of Mexico... has received a lot of money from the Sinaloa drug cartel. And that may explain why there's so much fentanyl in the country, because the Mexican president is completely corrupted out, if that's a term. We'll get to that. Coming up, John Cobalt Show.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. Moist line is 877-MOIST-86 for Friday, 877-MOIST-86. You were stuck in your home all weekend. You must be irritated at something besides your spouse. All right, here's the story. And this originally came from ProPublica. That is a big news operation. And ProPublica does these long-form complex investigations. And they found that the current president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, he's known as AMLO. That's his acronym. He has been tied up with the Sinaloa cartel for a long time. In fact, he first ran for president in 2006 and somehow $2 million from the Sinaloa drug cartel made its way into his campaign accounts. At the time, they were major cocaine traffickers. Now, of course, it's all about the fentanyl and the meth. But that was $2 million of cocaine money that was sent to his first presidential campaign way back in 06. AMLO is furious at this, and he demanded an apology from Joe Biden over the ProPublica story. As if Biden wrote the story. This is the DEA had found evidence that one of AMLO's closest aides took the $2 million from the Sinaloa cartel. And AMLO was so upset about this, he had a press conference and denounced the accusation as slander. And he's so angry, he's threatening to cut off U.S.-Mexico cooperation on drug trafficking and immigration. Right. That's the way to prove that you're not corrupt. When somebody accuses you of being corrupt, say, all right, well, then the hell with it. I'll stop trying to deal with the drug trafficking. Sure, all right. AMLO had no reaction some months back when the U.S. announced charges against 28 members of the Sinaloa cartel, including El Chapo's four sons. He did not offer any praise for the arrests. Instead, he claimed the case had been built on information gathered by U.S. agents in Mexico and that foreign agents cannot be in Mexico. That the U.S. investigation is abusive, arrogant interference that should not be accepted under any circumstance. So it's pretty clear. It's as if he's a member of the Sinaloa cartel. He's basically the public point man. When they get in trouble, he denounces the U.S. When there's a story about how much money he took from the cartel, he tells Joe Biden to do something about the news media. In fact, Jim Garrity in the National Review wrote about this, saying, like many foreign leaders, AMLO doesn't seem to understand how the First Amendment works. President Biden doesn't control what ProPublica publishes or says, and he can't control what ProPublica publishes or says. So there's no reason for Biden to apologize, although it wouldn't surprise me if he did. Also, China's role. Sinaloa cartel gets all its precursor chemicals for the fentanyl and methamphetamine from China. They send it to the Sinaloa cartel and the cartel Jalisco Nueva Generacion, which then cooks the fentanyl in the meth and smuggles them to the United States. And by the way, there's a lot of people will not believe. People have told me they just can't believe that all this meth and fentanyl is coming over the Mexican border. I don't know why they won't believe it. But according to the government, 90% of the seizures occur in legal ports of entry. 90%. And those are just the drugs that we get our hands on. Doesn't count the stuff that sneaks through. So here's how it goes. And if you don't believe this, I'm done talking to you. China makes the fentanyl and methamphetamine precursor chemicals. They ship them to Mexico. Mexico cooks them, smuggles them over the border, and our people die. Okay? By the tens of thousands from fentanyl overdoses, meth overdoses, tens of thousands. That's Chinese ingredients and Mexican distribution. And in order to keep the Mexican president at bay, somehow millions of dollars end up in his campaign accounts. Don't know how that works. And clearly, the Biden administration really has no interest in disrupting this situation. Because we've had more fentanyl and more meth than ever come over the border, more humans than ever come over the border, more people dying from fentanyl and meth than ever before. And the Biden administration has done nothing about it. So I don't know what side they're on, and I don't know why, but now that we know for sure that the president of Mexico has been taking money, makes me wonder. Doesn't it make you wonder? Doesn't it make you wonder how you can have an American president not do anything when you have vast quantities? This is poison. This isn't about, hey, you know, let's relax the drug laws so everybody gets stoned on a Saturday night. Fentanyl and meth are poison. They destroy your brains. You get a brief high, and shortly thereafter, you're addicted, and then you're dead. And all the meth addicts and all the fentanyl addicts end up in the same way, face down on the ground, dead, cold. Most of them die very young. Now, if you're president, would you allow this to happen to your citizens when you know exactly who's supplying the meth and fentanyl ingredients? You know who's distributing it, how they're distributing it. You've got all the proof in the world, right? And you know your Mexican counterpart is in the pockets of the Sinaloa cartel. What would you do about it? He does nothing. If he even knows that all this is happening, he may not. In fact, he probably doesn't know what's going on. And with all the whack job woke progressives in his administration, maybe they're applauding it because they're a bunch of sick bastards. Speaking of sick, by the way, I have a lot of immigration stories today, and we'll spread them out throughout the show. But you got to hear this next story. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, he is angry with the mayor of New York because those migrants that are being shipped to New York City, well, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, is now giving them free debit cards. $53 million of New York City taxpayers' money is going to go to debit cards for illegal aliens, including the criminals. We'll have the whole story coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 2 o'clock, you may have heard that Congress is supposed to burp out a huge immigration bill, some sort of grand compromise between both parties. It's controversial, likely is dead on arrival at the House of Representatives. There is one man that I'm aware of who's read the entire 600-page bill, which is just nuts. Andrew Arthur is his name, and he is with the Center for Immigration Studies. He's the resident fellow in law and policy, and he will tell us what's in this bill. And something needs to be done, but there's a lot of distrust as to whether this bill is anywhere near what needs to happen. Meantime, Greg Abbott called this situation insanity. And I've run out of words to describe how nuts the world has come, especially with the immigration from Mexico. And it's not Mexicans. It's hundreds of countries that are funneling all these illegal aliens through Mexico. As you know, over 100,000 ended up in New York City. And Eric Adams, after declaring it's a sanctuary city, then started whining that the federal government won't pay him any money. And that's what he's most upset about, is he can't get the federal taxpayers to pay his bill when he created a sanctuary for New York City. I mean, he could cooperate with the feds and turn illegal aliens over for deportation, or could bus them out somewhere else. Instead, they're creating all kinds of mayhem in New York City, which I'll get to later. But Eric Adams now has decided to hand out $53 million worth of New York City taxpayers' money to illegal aliens in the form of prepaid credit cards. Prepaid credit cards. So now you make it into the United States, you're not kicked out. You're sent to New York City, and you're handed a debit card that can be refilled every month. Every 28 days, they pour more money into your account. And here is the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, talking about it with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News. Cut two.
It sounds like insanity is behind it, because it really is offensive. It may be the most reprehensible thing that I've seen take place over the past 48 hours when you see police officers in New York City being beaten by illegal immigrants in this country who should not be in the country in the first place. And then after they engage in this crime against a law enforcement officer, they are let loose back out onto the streets. What's going on in New York is outrageous, and Americans across the entire country are angry, not just about what's going on in New York, but the underlying cause for it, which is Joe Biden's open border policy.
You know, and people are going to wonder why Trump might become president again. Let's review here. Illegal aliens come over the border. They end up in New York City. Seven of them beat the crap out of two police officers. Police officers. They're arrested, let out with no bail, and now some Catholic charity put them on a bus, and they're supposed to be in California by now. Had they stayed, they would have gotten a free debit card filled with money that would get refilled in 28 days. $1,000 each a month. $1,000 a month for a family of four. So they get $35 a day for food. And if it succeeds, what's the measure of success? They'll expand it to all migrant families staying in all hotels, which is now 15,000. So 15,000 families, you're going to get $1,000 a month indefinitely from the New York City taxpayers. And if they beat up police officers along the way, they won't have to spend a dollar of it on bail. I mean, everybody in the Biden administration ought to be deported. They ought to go to the White House now and just deport everybody.
Out!
Yeah, I mean, this is... I mean, what else are you going to call it other than insanity? There aren't any words left to describe this stuff. All right, so after 2 o'clock, we're going to talk to Andrew Arthur, and he's with the Center for Immigration Studies. And he's read the whole 600-page bill. It's this big immigration monstrosity. Is it worth anything? Who do you trust? Who do you believe? Well, we're going to talk with Andrew Arthur, see if he knows. Now, are we going to do the results here? This is the results of whose dog is the cutest?
Yes.
Deborah Mark. She has two dogs. Ray Lopez, one dog. And Deborah's, your dogs are named?
Riley and Maisie.
And they're what kind of breed?
They are terrier mixers. They're both rescue dogs. Mm. Yes, otherwise known as mutts.
And mix is a fancy word for mutt. And Ray's dog is
He's putting some headphones on. Real
Pomeranian.
Quick.
Pomeranian. Okay.
His name's Rocco.
Rocco. Okay.
He's a purebred.
So it was Rocco against Maisie.
Yeah, it's 2-1. First off.
Yeah. And
okay. Wait. Let me just quickly say Ray's the one that started this. He said, my one dog is cuter than your two dogs put together.
Mm. We put it up for a vote, and Eric's got the results.
So, there were a total between Instagram and Twitter, 465 votes. So, thank you to everybody that voted. And the winner, 53% to 47, combined Instagram and Twitter, we have Rocco.
Rocco,
congratulations,
won.
Yes. Rocco.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. all dogs should be purebred.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, maybe people too, but I don't know.
You may want to turn his mic off.
I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. But, I'm a full-bred a-hole. How's that?
Yeah, I figure it'd be a gracious acceptance speech.
Yeah. So,
well, purebred just means human and human.
You.
Am right. I human? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
For the record, Deborah's dogs are really cute. I've got to see them and appreciate them via her pictures, and I'm sure they're not the pains in the ass that they look like.
Yeah. What?
They're not at all.
Mr. Magnanimous.
Thank you for that.
What is interesting, though, on Twitter, Riley and Maisie won 53% to 47%.
Oh, well.
But on Instagram, Rocco won 59% to 41%.
Mm.
So the average is, it turned out to be 53 to 47 Rocco.
So your dogs are Twitter cute.
I love my Twitter.
I don't know what it says about
people.
The audience on Twitter versus Instagram.
There's probably some analysis we could do with this. But all right. Well, congratulations to everybody. When we come back, Andrew Arthur, he's with the Center for Immigration Studies on this 600-page bill out of Congress. Is this going to be worth anything? We'll find out. Deborah Mark is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.